Jesus of Nazareth, a biography. Written by Unknown. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Players. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Jesus. Here in this inspirational spiritual biography of Lord Jesus, a simple man from Nazareth who changed the world forever by his compassion, humility, truth, and true love. Here is an adventure for all spiritual beings, regardless of the faith with which they identify. Let the light, love, and life-changing story of Jesus continue to inspire us all, and cast a great light in this dark, temporary world of so much needless sorrow, torment, and division. I'm Jeffrey Giuliano.
Jesus of Nazareth, a biography by John Mark, recognizes the author of the second gospel as that John, whose surname was Mark, Acts 15.37, whom Barnabas chose as companion when he sailed for Cyprus on his second missionary journey. In making use of the new title, the plan of the editor is to present the gospel, according to Mark, as it would be printed were it written in the 20th rather than the 1st century. Mark's gospel has been chosen for this purpose, to make available in more readable form this timely portion of the Bible. In John Mark, the missionary is revealed a man of action. This characteristic influences strongly the point of view and style of his writing, as John, the beloved disciple, in the Revelation, beholds the victorious Christ as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, foretold by the prophets. So Mark sees Jesus of Nazareth as the strong, vigorous man of action. He writes of his mighty works in swift narrative, at times so vivid it flashes like a burst of flame, as though the facts presented must have been on fire in the heart of the author. Written for the practical, energetic Roman, the editor feels that this biography of Jesus of Nazareth exactly fits the mood of our own time, with its emphasis upon the practical and its insistence that the man of action, the doer, is the man for the hour. Printed like a modern book, but in the fine old King James Version, it is believed that all Bible lovers will welcome their old friend, the Gospel according to Mark, in its new literary dress. It is hoped, too, that in this popular form, book buyers and lovers of good literature may be led to purchase a book which needs only to be thoroughly and thoughtfully read to be greatly reverenced. Hail the Galilean. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you